The truth is often incredibly inconvenient, which is why I guess we so often want to ignore it. But the longer you try to ignore it, the more you find your life heading in the wrong direction. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. When there's a disconnect between who someone pretends to be on the outside and what's really going on in their hearts on the inside, sooner or later, generally sooner, that becomes an ugly thing. See, we have a name for people like that. We call them hypocrites, and it's not pretty. Jesus has a way of putting his finger on our hypocrisy. And the subject that he spoke about and taught about more than any other was our love of money. Come on, let's be honest. In this complicated area, this tension in our hearts between money and God, between wealth on the one hand and forsaking all to follow Jesus on the other, it's very easy to find ourselves with a divided sense of loyalty. And when you're being pulled in one direction and then the other, well, you just can't keep going like that. Something has to give. One option, of course, is to start telling yourself that since God loves you, he wants to bless you. But there's a big difference between blessing and pampering. This is how Jesus dealt with this subject when he was addressing some well-known hypocrites of his day. Luke chapter 16, verses 14 and 15. The Pharisees were listening to all these things. They criticized Jesus because they all loved money. And Jesus said to them, "You make yourselves look good in front of people, but God knows what's really in your hearts. What people think is important is worth nothing to God." Don't be deceived. God is not in the business of pampering his children. What matters to him is what's going on in your heart. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The desire for wealth has such a great propensity to bring your walk with Jesus unstuck. And as always, that's something that he wants to speak into. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, Money Matters. To request your copy, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com. Catch you next time.